Due to laws enacted in the 80s and 90s, any person who's been convicted and sentenced in a felony case in Florida after October of 1995 is only eligible for parole after serving 85% of their prison sentence. Such is the case for lawyer Gail Anderson's client, Shamik Gridine, who was sentenced to 70 years in prison for attempted murder when he was only 14. Anderson argues if her client has to serve 85% of his sentence before he's eligible for parole, his sentence is effectively a life sentence. During oral arguments before the state Supreme Court Tuesday, Justice Barbara Pariente asked Anderson if it would be easier to revise Florida's parole rules or draw a line between what is or isn't a life sentence.
If the judge had given him a 40-year sentence, I don't know that you could be here, even though for 40 years, he'd serve the 25 years, or he'd serve, well, say 85% of 40 years, he'd serve a very long sentence.
Correct.
So is he better off, is a defendant then better off getting a longer sentence with the possibility of parole, or a long sentence but not life without the possibility of parole?
The state's attorney, Kelly Nealon, countered Anderson's assertion by noting U.S. Supreme Court precedent set during the 2010 case Graham v. Florida doesn't say when a person should be considered for parole.
Graham has said that someone needs a review sometime within their life. They need an opportunity for release within their life. It doesn't say when.
Shamik Gridine was convicted of attempted murder in the shooting of a woman in Jacksonville in 2009. The court has no deadline for a ruling in the case. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Benck.